Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Christina Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here with Nashen Moodley, the festival director. Good afternoon, Nashen.
Good afternoon. Lovely to see you again.
Likewise, it's a great pleasure to sit with you again. So this year, we celebrate 65 years of great cinema with Sydney Film Festival. So it's a quite a mature lady now.
Yes, but we like to think that we're always fresh and always young, forever young.
Absolutely.
Always presenting new filmmakers and new visions in cinema, new directions. So, yes, 65 years young.
Well, maturity is wisdom as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, let's talk about figures. Since 2011, attendance has increased by 72%. To 185,000 film goers. So I bet that this would be fabulous for any company in any industry sector to brag about more than 70% increase in sales.
Yes.
So you must be very proud of that.
Yeah, we're very proud. I think we have a great team at the festival, and we work hard to make a great selection and also to get an audience in. And I think Sydney's a great place to have a film festival because people love cinema.
That's loud about it.
And so we are indeed very proud. We're indeed very proud of the increase in attendance over these years.
And this is your seventh year as a Sydney Film Festival director. So in terms of, if you want to look in retrospective, what is your best achievement, the achievement you are prouder of?
Well, that's a tough question. I think, firstly, I think the achievements are shared by the broad team of the festival.
Of course.
And we work very well together as a team, and I think certainly the increase in attendance is something we're all very proud of. It's not easy to do in the current climate, and especially for the kind of cinema that we are championing, that we are celebrating. I think we're seeing in the world that it's become more and more difficult for that cinema to find an audience outside film festivals. And we're happy that we still managed to bring in that audience to see these very important and incredible films. I think some of the other things we're quite very happy with would be the fact that the Festival Hub has brought a real energy to the festival.
Yeah.
We're really happy with the focus on Indigenous film in Australia and from around the world, but particularly Australian cinema. And we've introduced many new program streams, we've introduced new venues, we've introduced programs like Screenability, which focuses on filmmakers with disability. So all of this, I think, is to, in effect, make the festival more accessible to filmmakers, to the audience, and to grow the festival for the future as well, for the future generations of Sydneysiders and Australians. And we're very happy with where we are.
And also, I think another measure of the Sydney Film Festival success is the fact that year after year, it always attracts a lot of support and funding from various stakeholders and government and sponsors in general.
Absolutely. I think, again, that climate has become more and more difficult for arts organizations, not just in Australia, but all over the world. So we're very grateful to our sponsors and our government partners in particular for supporting the festival and for allowing us to continue to give this gift of cinema to the people of Sydney.
Yeah. So let's talk about, again, other figures. So this year program showcases 326 films from 65 countries, including 21 world premieres. Let's talk about the program.
Yes, we're really happy with the program. We, again, scoured the world, went to many festivals, received thousands of submissions, looked at thousands of films to come up with this ultimate selection. And we really feel we've secured the best of cinema from the world from over the last 12 months. We have many films that are brand new coming to us straight from Cannes. We have some wonderful Australian films, and we introduce films from so many countries where people really struggle to see films from those countries, like Kenya, for instance.
Yeah.
So few people have seen a Kenyan film, and we're delighted to have a wonderful
Rafiki.
Kenyan film
yeah.
called Rafiki in the festival, which has sold out both sessions
yeah.
already, so that's fantastic.
Good indication,
yes.
yes. And what about the official competition? 12 films this year in the official competition?
Yes, as always, 12 films, and again, a range of films, I think, from very established filmmakers like Spike Lee to first-time filmmakers. We have a documentary in the competition, and an Australian film in the competition called Jerga by Benjamin Gilmore.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very diverse competition. For the first time, we have 6 of the 12 films of the competition directed by women filmmakers, which we're also very excited about. And really, each year, I think that the competition is where my heart lies. I love all the films in the competition. It's really difficult to select the 12 films of the competition.
Must be so difficult, yes.
It's very competitive.
Heartbreaking.
Yes. But I'm really happy with the 12 we've got. And I think for those people who watch the competition films, and I hope many people watch all of them, they'll be really satisfied and find very rich discoveries.
And what about the jury this year for the official competition?
Yes, it's always wonderful to put together a jury, and the juries work in very different ways, and it depends very much on the personalities, but I'm very happy that we have some wonderful people on the jury this year. The jury will be led by the Australian filmmaker Lynette Walworth, who will serve as president. We have also from Australia the actor Ewan Leslie. From South Africa we have the composer Chris Lecher. From the Philippines, the producer Bianca Balbuena. And finally from Japan, the programming director of the Tokyo Film Festival, Yoshi Yatabe.
Really, it's a great variety of different expertise and cultural backgrounds.
Absolutely, and I think that's what makes for a great jury. It's always wonderful to speak to the jury afterwards, and everyone says that they've learned something through the process, through this exchange of ideas, through those different cultural backgrounds and different readings of the films. It's always something wonderful to observe.
Absolutely, and the official competition is always exciting because it's represent cinema from different parts of the world and different genres, so it's always very exciting to look at the official competition and how the official competition is put together.
So. Sure, and yes, I'm glad you watch many of the competition films, as I know you do each year.
Yeah.
And I think it's really... By watching those 12 films, you get a sense of the state of cinema today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful opportunity, so I hope people come.
And let's talk about the opening night and the closing night films, because it's always a specific, it's a strategy, I think. It's not a neutral decision to choose a film for the opening night or the closing night. It's something that is part of the strategy in promoting the film festival, I suppose. Yes and no?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's also quite nice to change things up and do something quite unexpected. And we've opened with fairly serious films in recent years, and I like that very much. And I like that we should open with serious films sometimes, and that's an indication of what the rest of the festival is. But at the same time, I don't like us to be constrained by that. Oh, you have to always open by this kind of film. And this year we're opening with a comedy.
Yeah.
But a very wonderful comedy. And a film that I really adore, and I laughed very much while seeing it for the first time and thought, wow, this would make a great opening night film. It's a film from New Zealand called The Breaker Upperers, directed by women directors, Jackie Fedbeek and Madeline Sammy, who also star in the film. And I think it's a fantastic concept, and they execute the film so perfectly that they're going to be huge international stars. And I felt, well, let's showcase them at this moment, this exciting moment in their careers, because it's a great film, and I think they're destined for greatness.
Yeah, I saw the trailers, and it looks really, really a very witty, funny, probably a little bit dark comedy.
Yes, there's some darkness in it, yes.
And coming from New Zealand, I'm not surprised. I remember what we do in the shadow.
Exactly, yes.
And the closing night film.
And the closing night film is again a film that's lighter in tone. But again, I think both films, the opening film, The Breaker Uppers, and the closing film, Hearts Beat Loud, are making a very subtle commentary. While playing as comedies, or in the case of Hearts Beat Loud, a musical comedy almost, both films are making subtle commentaries on multiculturalism, on gender, on sexuality, and there's a wonderful, refreshing openness to both films that I like very, very much. And Hearts Beat Loud is the very charming story of a record store owner who dreamt of musical stardom when he was young, but that faded, and now his record store is about to close down. He discovers that his daughter, who's headed to medical school, is incredibly talented musically, and decides, well, they should form a band together. And of course, that's the last thing that she wants to do, be in a band with her dad. But they're lovely performances by Nick Offerman, by Toni Collette, and Kiersey Clements, and I think it's going to be a lovely note to end the festival on.
Yeah, very lovely comedy indeed. Let's change topic. And it seems to me that this year the Sydney Film Festival is more inclusive than ever in terms of representation of mainstream and not so mainstream social issues. We have been witnessing a significant increase of films, and not just independent films, also big budget films, addressing themes such as inclusion, disability, LGBTIQ. So it's a reflection. My question to you is it a reflection of the changes in our society, or is the arts that have been able to influence changes in society?
Well, I think, firstly, the film festival has always shown films of this nature.
Yes.
And not just this film festival, yeah, but many film festivals. Yeah. And I think film festivals have been way ahead of mainstream cinema in terms of what's presented. And to your question, I think the answer is both. I think certainly art can and does influence thinking in society and acceptance of diversity. I think it's an important factor in film festivals. It's why many of us who are involved in film festivals do what we do. At the same time, I think society is changing, and in many negative ways, let's be clear, but also in some very positive ways. Alongside the defeats, there are victories for social justice. Not in every country in the world, but in many countries and in many places. And there is progress being made, and the cinema is able to track that progress and depict that progress, and that's very useful, I think.
Yeah, and the impact is quite significant. The impact on cinema, in particular as a form of art, on society, I believe. And this is what we are witnessing, and this is great.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go back to the Sydney Film Festival. I have one last question for you. You mentioned briefly the Festival Hub, which is a great addition to the festival for some years now, isn't it?
2012 is the introduction of the Hub.
Yeah. And one of the satellite events is the virtual reality, which is showcases the Festival Hub. What are the highlights for this year of the virtual reality?
Well, the virtual reality, we've now done for 3 years,
yeah,
the virtual reality program, and for the last 2 years we've had the Bad Faith Collective programming virtual reality, and
yeah,
that's Sean Gladwell and Leo Faber. And for me, one of the highlights is certainly Sean Gladwell's work. And we'll have the world premiere at the festival. And years ago, Sean Gladwell, the artist, made a wonderful video work called Storm Sequence, and which was him in Bondi Beach on his skateboard doing this incredible choreographed piece in front of a storm. And he's updated that work now in an incredible way, in that he encountered two young Muslim women in London who were first interested in learning how to skateboard. And the film, or I should say the experience, rather, is an exploration of their discovery of skateboarding, of really defying expectations, and also discovering art, and there's a wonderful exchange of cultures. So it's really a beautiful experience. I was very moved by it, and I think that's for me, I haven't seen all the VR works, yeah, but for me that's the highlight.
Yeah, awesome. I'll put in my calendar then.
Great.
So it's all very exciting. Thank you so much, Nashen. And the Sydney Film Festival opens on the 6th of June and it runs for 12 days until June 17th. I've been talking to Nashen Moodley, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.